Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem of Avraham Gold. Hi, Anthony. Rezekas Yavamos Daf Nun Beis. The fifth parak Rama Gamliel. So the few times we're going to focus on number one, Rav Huna said, Mrs. Yavam Mekadesh V'Achelchach Boel. The mitzvah Yibum is done, where the Yavam performs Kedushin and then he has relations with the Yavama. V'imbava Asam Maimer Kana. And if he had relations with the Yavama first and then performed the Maimer, he is nevertheless a quieter as his wife. When the Gemara says that it's obvious that he's a quieter since he had relations with her, it revises Rav Huna's statement too, Imbal below Maimer Kana. If he had relations with the Yavama without doing Maimer, he has nevertheless acquired her as his wife. When the Gemara challenges this from a Braisa, which states that he receives Malkus if he did not do Maimer in advance, it answers that the Braisa means he receives Malkus Martis from the Rabbanan, lashes for rebelliousness that the Rabbanan instituted. For Rav would give Malkus Martis to Manda Mekadesh Bebiya, one who is Mekadesh a woman through relations, Manda Mekadesh Beshuka, one who is Mekadesh a woman in the marketplace, which Rashi explains means, even if he does it with money or a star, since this is lowly and licentious, Manda Mekadesh Bulo Shaduchi, and one who is Mekadesh a woman without a prior agreement to enter into marriage. This is considered permissive behavior. The Gemara lists additional cases where Rav would get Malkus Martis. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Kate to the Maimer. How is Maimer done? Nasan lan kesev with shava kesev. The Yavam gives her money or an object worth money. And Rashi adds, he says that he's Mekadosh with Maimer Yavamim. Ubishtar Ketzad. And how does he do with the star, which the Gemara clarifies refers to the star Ksubas Yavamim? The Yavam writes for his Yavama, Ana Pony Bar Pony Kabilis Yas Ponis Yavimti Alai. I Pony Bar Pony have accepted so and so, my Yavama, upon myself, Azuno Farnas Akarui, to feed and support as is proper. Ubavan should take Ksubasa Nixle Baha Rishon, except that her Ksuba rests upon the estate of her first husband. The Gemara clarifies that if her first husband did not leave any property to collect her ksuba from, the Rabbanan enacted that she collects it from her Yavam, Kedesho Tehekal Be'ena V'Hotzia, in order that she should not be easy in his eyes to divorce. And point number three is Tana Braisa, Chos Labimto V'Chaz V'Kitcha, regarding one who does Chalitza to his Yavama, and then returns and is Mekadosher. Rebbe says, Im Kitchlo Shum Ishus, if he was Mekadosher for marriage in general, she needs a get from him. But if he did it for the sake of a Yibum-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chachamim say that in both cases, she requires a get. After the first explanation, the Machlokas is rejected. Abaye explains that we're dealing with a case where the Yavam city was Mekadosher with the Maimer of Yavamim. Rebbe holds, Maimer Ilav Zika Karame. Maimer rests upon the Zika, and since the Chalitza came and was Paka the Zika, Maimer cannot take effect. But the Rabbanan hold, that Zika stands by itself and Maimer stands by itself, which Rashi explains to mean that Maimer creates a new marital bond that is not based on the previous Zika. Therefore, if the Yavam had said it before Chalitza, it would have helped. So to hear after the Zika was paka by the Chalitza, it helps. The Gemara continues on to the next daf with four more explanations of this Machlokas. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Huna said, Mrs. Yavamim Mekadesh V'Achelchach Boel. The mitzvah of Yibum is done where the Yavam performs Kedushin and then he has relations with the Yavama. V'imbal V'asa Maimer Kana. And if he had relations with the Yavama first and then performed Maimer, he has nevertheless acquired her as his wife. When the Gemara says that it's obvious that he's acquired her since he had relations with her, it revises Rav Huna's statement too, Imbal below Maimer Kana. If he had relations with the Yavama without doing Maimer, he has nevertheless acquired her as his wife. When the Gemara challenges this from a Braisa, which states that he receives Malkus if he did not do Maimer in advance, it answers that the Braisa means he receives Malkus Martis from the Rabbanan, lashes for rebelliousness that the Rabbanan instituted. For Rav would give Malkus Martis to Manda Mekadesh Bebiya, one who is Mekadesh a woman through relations, Manda Mekadesh Beshuka, one who is Mekadesh a woman in the marketplace, which Rashi explains means, even if he does it with money or a star, since this is lowly and licentious, Manda Mekadesh Bulo Shaduchi, and one who is Mekadesh a woman without a prior agreement to enter into marriage. This is considered permissive behavior. The Gemara lists additional cases where Rav would get Malkus Martis. Point number two is Tana Braisa, Kate to the Maimer. How is Maimer done? Nasan lan kesev with shava kesev. The Yavam gives her money or an object worth money. And Rashi adds, he says that he's Mekadosh with Maimer Yavamim. Ubishtar Ketzad. And how does he do with the star, which the Gemara clarifies refers to the star Ksubas Yavamim? The Yavam writes for his Yavama, Ana Pony Bar Pony Kabilis Yas Ponis Yavimti Alai. I Pony Bar Pony have accepted so and so, my Yavama, upon myself, Azuno Farnas Akarui, to feed and support as is proper. Ubavan should take Ksubasa Nixle Baha Rishon, except that her Ksuba rests upon the estate of her first husband. The Gemara clarifies that if her first husband did not leave any property to collect her Ksuba from, the Rabbanan enacted that she collects it from her Yavam, Kedesho Tehekal Be'ena V'Hotzia, in order that she should not be easy in his eyes to divorce. And point number three is Tana Braisa, Chos Labimto V'Chaz V'Kitcha, regarding one who does Chalitza to his Yavama, and then returns and is Mekadosher. Rebbe says, im kitsch l'shum ishas, if he was mekadosher for marriage in general, she needs a get from him. But l'shum yavmus, but if he did it for the sake of a yibum-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the chachamim say that in both cases, she requires a get. After the first explanation of the machlokas is rejected, Abaye explains that we're dealing with a case where the Yavam city was mekadosher with the maimer of Yavamim. Rebbe holds, maimer ilav zika karame. Maimer rests upon the zika, and since the chalitza came and was paka the zika, maimer cannot take effect. But the Rabbanan hold, ha'ilchu dekai v'ha'ilchu dekai, that zika stands by itself and maimer stands by itself, which Rashi explains to mean that maimer creates a new marital bond that is not based on the previous zika. Therefore, if the Yavam had said it before chalitza, it would have helped. So too here, after the zika was paka by the chalitza, it helps. The Gemara continues on to the next daf with four more explanations of this machlokas. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun base, and our standard Siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit, someone who's new to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, well, Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamim that he should have written. He was relieved to learn that for being Mekadosh Yavama that he had already done Chalitza with, he would only have to give her a get. Once again, it's emotion. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must be more on Daf Nun Beis. When the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, which reminds us, a Yavam gets Makas Mardus if he had relations with Yavama without doing Mimer first, and that Rav would give Makas Mardus to one who's Mekadosh Bebiya, one who's Mekadosh a woman through relations, Manda Mekadosh Beshukka, one who's Mekadosh a woman in the marketplace, which Rashi explains means even if he does with money, or a star, since this is lowly and licentious, Manda Mekadosh Bo Shaduche, and one who is Mekadosh a woman without a prior agreement to enter into marriage, which is permissive behavior. So, when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, well, Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamin that he should have written, which reminds us we learn how Mimer is done with Kesev or Shava Kesev, and what the text is for Shtar Ksuba's Yavamin. So when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, well, Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamin that he should have written, he was relieved to learn that for being Mekadosh Yavama that he had already done Chalitza with, he would only have to give her a get. Which reminds us, we have Malkokas in a case of a Cholitza Bimto v'chaz v'kidsha, regarding one who does Chalitza to his Yavama and then returns it and it's Mekadosh. Revi says, im kidsha l'shum ishus, if he was Mekadosh for marriage in general, she needs a get from him, but l'shum yabmus, if he did it for the sake of a Yibum-related marriage, she does not require a get. But the Chamim say that in both cases, she requires a get. The Gemara brings a bias explanation of the Malkokas. So once again, when the newbie to Yiddishkeit witnessed the Yavam getting whipped for not doing Mimer before Yibum, while Basin showed the Yavam an example of the Shtar Ksuba Yavamim that he should have written, he was relieved to learn that for being Mekadosh a Yavama that he had already done a Chalitza with, he would only have to give her a get. All right, now it's time for four Blabak Chazara. Daf Memches. So the Siman Daf Memches is a Brainiac. So here goes. The Brainiacs, that must be more in Daf Memches, Moach. The Brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their Yafas Towars to convert to cut down the wait time, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for Mishnah Lezer's opinion that a soldier can force a Yafas Towar to convert in order to circumvent the wait time. For it's written regarding the carbon pace of a called Eved Ish Miknes Kasif, and every Eved of a man who is purchased with money, you shall circumcise him. Then he, referring to the master, may eat of it, referring to the carbon Pesach. The term Eved Ish is coming to teach a slave who is a man, you may circumcise against his will, but a son who is a man, referring to a non-Jewish adult son of a convert, you may not circumcise against his will. So, the Brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their Yafas Torahs to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails, which reminds us, this Malchokas is whether Yafas Torah cuts her nails or grows them. Rabbi Gezer holds that just as her hair is cut, her nails are cut, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds that just as her cut hair makes her look repulsive, so too growing her nails makes her look repulsive. So, the Brainiacs who want to calculate the percentage of soldiers who force their Yafas Torahs to convert to cut down the wait time and to determine using their newfangled repulsive meter the difference between cut hair and long nails use their slaves who weren't circumcised to carry out the experiments, which reminds us, we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether one may keep slaves that are not circumcised. Daf Mem Test. So the Siman Daf Mem Test is associated to meat and we use a butcher. So here goes. The butcher from Mumser Meats, butcher, that must be more in Daf Memtes, meat. The butcher from Mumser Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Avi, which reminds us. The next mission brings a three-way malchus regarding who is a Mumser. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a child born from any relative subject to a love against having relations. Rashi brings the example of the Anusa's Aviv, a man having relations with a woman that his father violated, which is a love according to Rabbi Yehuda. He learns it from the juxtaposition of the pasuk lo yikach ish, as Eshes Aviv lo yagale knaf Aviv, and lo yavo Mumser b'kol Hashem. Rabbi Simai says Rabbi Akiva includes chayv loving which are not relatives, such as one who is maksir gushaso when he remarries his divorcee after she married another. And Rabbi Yesheva says Rabbi Akiva includes even those prohibited by mitzvahs ase, such as marrying a mitzri or a domi before three generations. So the butcher from Mumser Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, which reminds us Shimon at Timni holds that a Mumser results in an Issacharis relationship. The Gemara explains that he holds like the Rabban that the Pasuk of Loikach Ish as Eshes Aviv and so on is referring to the Shomer's Yavam Shel Aviv, the Shomer's Yavam of his father, which would be one's aunt, which is an Issacharis. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Mamzerim result from relationships that are Chayiv Mises based in. So the butcher from Mamzer Meats was preparing an order for Anusa's Aviv when his father Shomer's Yavam ran into the store together with his father's wife, who are terrified because they just passed by a bloody cedar tree. Which reminds us, it's mentioned in Megillas Yochsin that Menashe murdered Yeshaya, accusing him of being a Navi Sheker because he thought that Yeshaya contradicted the Torah in three instances. Yeshaya reasoned that if he explained the contradictions, Menashe would still execute him, making him an intentional murderer. Yeshaya uttered the divine name and tried to hide in a cedar tree, but was caught and executed. It's brought down that his tzitzes were exposed. Daf Nun, so the Simmer Daf Nun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, nincompoop, that must be more in Daf Nun. The nincompoop who wanted to add years onto his life, which reminds us, the third contradiction that Menashe brought against Yeshaya addressed the question of whether Kodesh Baruch Hu add years onto a person's life. Moshe Rabbeinu had said regarding the brachas that Kodesh Baruch Hu bestow upon the Jewish people, es mispar yamecha amaleh, the number of your days I shall fill out, which implies that Hashem will not add years onto one's life, he'll just fill them out. But Yeshaya said to Menashe's father, Chizkiyahu, Hosafti al yamecha chamishu seishana, Hashem said, I will add 15 years to your life. The Gemara brings a braisa that the correct resolution to this contradiction is a malchokas tanaim. So the nincompoop who want to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, which reminds us, the opening mission, the fifth parak states from the Gamliel says, "Ein get acher get, vein maimer acher maimer." There's no validity to a get after a get, nor to a maimer after a maimer, but the Chachamim hold that there is a get after a get and maimer after a maimer. Rashi explains Rabban Gamliel as a suffix whether a get given by Yavam is effective in rejecting the Yavama from Yibum. If the first get is affected, then it's paka the zika from all the Yavamas and all the brothers like Chalitza, and the second get is regarded as having been given to a stranger. If it's not affected, then neither the get given to the first or second Yavama has any validity, and therefore the giver of the second get is permitted to marry her relatives. According to the Chachamim, the get is partially valid in the Rabbanan, but does not uproot the zika completely. It's effective to preclude the Yavam from doing Yibum with the first Yavama, but he must still do Chalitza, since there is some zika still extant. A get given to the second Yavama is also valid and prohibits the Yavama from marrying her relatives. So the nincompoop wanted to add years onto his life by doing what he thought was a hiddur mitzvah of giving a get after a get, often confused giving a get and doing chalitza, since they both release a woman. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains the reason according to the Rabbanan a get given to one Yavama is effective is because in general, a get is effective for divorce. And if you would say that it has no effect when given to a Yavama and doesn't disqualify from Yibum, people will say, get lehotzia v'chalitza lehotzia. A get releases a woman and a chalitza releases a woman. And since a get given to a Yavama has no effect in prohibiting Yibum, so to chalitza has no effect in prohibiting Yibum. People won't realize that in the case of a chalitza, she's prohibited to the Yavam because of the iser, kevin shulbana shuv lo yivne. Once he did not build, he shall never again build. Daf Nunov, so the Simmer Daf Nunov is a gnawing beaver. A gnawing beaver, so here goes. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam, that must be around Daf Nun Aleph, beaver, based on gnawing beaver. When the Yavam was crossing a beaver dam where Maimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, which reminds us, Abai challenges Rava's reason for Mangamil's position of Ein Get or Chaget, Ein Maimer or Chamaimer. He holds that it is Pashut from Mangamil, that a get is Doche Yivam to some extent, and that Maimer is Kona Yavama to some extent, but a get after Maimer or a Maimer after get is effective. Rashi explains that when Maimer is performed first, the Yavama is partially married to the Yavam, leaving the Zika partially intact. Therefore, a get given second has some effect. When a get is given first, it affects a partial rejection, leaving the zika partially intact for a subsequent mimer to take effect. So, when the yavam who was crossing a beaver dam where mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do mimer and give a get, which reminds us, Abaye said that the reason the Rabbanan hold that yesh get archer get v'yesh mimer archer mimer is that the Rabbanan enacted a get and mimer with each and every yavama. Rashi explains that one cannot say that the first get affects rejection to the full extent possible for all the widows from all the brothers. Rather, it only affects rejection of the widow who received from the yavam that gave it. It still leaves open the possibility of this yavam giving a get to another yavama, or for the other brothers to give a get even to this yavama. The same applies regarding mimer. So, when the yavam was crossing a beaver dam where mimer was effective on one side and a get on the other, overheard his brothers insist they each had a right to do mimer and give a get, he sent a beaver with a message to tell a brother did mimer with two yavamas that he better do chalitza with the first, lest he do yibum with the second. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brides if one did mimer with one yavama and did mimer with another one. Rambam Gamliel says that he gives a get to the first yavama and does chalitza with her, and is forbidden to her relatives, but is permitted to the relatives of the second one. The reason why Rambam Gamliel requires the first one to receive a chalitza, even though the second mimer is not effective, and seemingly he should be able to do yibum with the first one, is that it's a gezerah lest he come to perform yibum with the second one instead. Since the first one is considered his wife, mid the Rabbanan, he will be transgressing on a rabbinic level the issur of building two houses. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.